This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Sean Parker of Facebook and Napster fame has started a new company called The Screening Room and is pitching the film industry here on a service that will offer brand new movies to homeowners on the same day the film opens in theaters for $50. 5 years ago, major studios' attempts to offer first-run movies in the home months early set off a fierce standoff with theater owners. Sources tell us The Screening Room would charge about $150 for access to the set-top box that transmits the movies and charge $50 per view. Consumers have a 48-hour window to view the film. Theater owners, well, they'll get about $20 per transaction to keep them happy. Star Wars The Force Awakens is heading to Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. The J.J. Abrams-directed blockbuster is being released on digital HD on April the 1st. It drops on Blu-ray combo pack and DVD on April 5th. The cool thing, though, is the hefty bonus material, which will make this a must-have purchase for fans. The film has grossed more than $2 billion worldwide since its release December 17th. First, we heard that AC/DC singer Brian Johnson has been told by doctors that either he stopped touring or risked complete hearing loss. Now comes word that Rush drummer Neil Peart physically can't endure the rigors of touring. Guitarist Alex Lifeson said the band was hanging up touring permanently, saying, quote, "He didn't even want to do the R40 tour, to be honest with you," Lifeson explained. "It's been increasingly difficult for him, but he committed to the tour and we got through it. As far as he was concerned, that was the end of touring. His shoulders were hurting, his arms were hurting, his elbows, his feet, everything," Lifeson added of Peart. Wow, more rough music news this year, and it's only March. CBS is looking to capitalize on the popularity of those carpool karaoke segments on The Late Late Show with James Corden by shopping a weekly series based on the concept. Corden and Late Late Show exec producer Ben Winston would serve as exec producers, but Corden would not host. CBS is currently hitting all the major cable outlets and SVOD players, including the fledgling YouTube Red. If you haven't seen the segments, everyone from Adele to Justin Bieber have driven around with James Corden, belting out classic and contemporary songs. It's good fun, and we're sure it can work as a half-hour series. Ellie Goulding has cleared up those rumors about her reported relationship with Ed Sheeran. Ellie said, quote, "We've known each other for a few years. I think he's a really nice guy and a brilliant musician. We bumped into each other and we've hung out and stuff. But the thing is, if I hang out with someone, it's instantly like I'm dating them. We were never in a relationship." Okay, Ellie, we'll believe you. 20 years after the release of the film Fargo, the Coen brothers have revealed for the first time that the story for the film was inspired by a true story. Well, two of them. "There are actually two little elements in the story that were based on actual incidents," Joel Coen told LA Spins. "One of them is the fact that there was a guy, back in the 60s or 70s, who was gumming up serial numbers for cars and defrauding the General Motors Finance Corporation. There was no kidnapping, there was no murder. It was a guy defrauding GM at some point." He continued, "The other thing was based on something real. There was a murder in Connecticut where a man killed his wife and disposed of the body and put her into a wood chipper. But beyond that, the story is made up." If you haven't seen Fargo, you must check it out. Sharon Osbourne, wife of Ozzy, shared a nude selfie on social media in support of Kim Kardashian, who, as you know, frequently posts nude photos of herself. "Kim Kardashian, you inspired me," Osbourne posted this week. Kardashian is facing a lot of criticism from celebrities for recently sharing another nude selfie. "You know, there's some things we weren't meant to see, and a nude Sharon Osbourne is one of them. Sorry, Sharon." Speaking of Sharon Osbourne, Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne have quietly shelled out $12 million for a mansion in LA's historic Hancock Park section. The stately 1930s Spanish Colonial Revival style residence was once owned by Saw series producer Oren Kulis. The house is 9,000 square feet and has 8 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. There's a huge contemporary kitchen, a gorgeous swimming pool, a raised bed gardening area, and a detached 3-car garage with additional living space above. It's good to be Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne. Singer Adam Levine and his wife of nearly 2 years, Victoria's Secret model Bahati Prinsloo, are expecting their first child together, our sources confirm. Yep, the 26-year-old Prinsloo is about 3 to 4 months along already, though neither the singer or model have publicly commented on the news. Levine and Prinsloo wed in July of 2014 in Mexico after getting engaged in 2013. Congrats! Olympic gold medalist and transgender Caitlyn Jenner told a crowd in Philadelphia that not telling her father the truth about her gender identity, quote, will always haunt me. Sources who were present told us that Jenner tearily explained that she also was unsure how her mother would react to her transition from a man to a woman. But she says her mother has since become her best ally, even if she sometimes calls her Bruce. Sir Paul McCartney is hitting the road again, beginning in April for the one-on-one tour. The tour opens in Fresno, California, where Sir Paul will play for the first time. That's the biggest thing to hit Fresno, well, ever, trust us. The tour will continue through May 2nd and then head over to Europe. You know, it's amazing that after all these years and all the success that Sir Paul has had, he just loves to play on the road. Good for him. The Trash Bin. There's a controversy brewing with Gwen Stefani and her ex, Gavin Rossdale. You know, the couple split up after 13 years of marriage because Gavin was caught having an affair with their nanny. Well, now sources tell us that their former nanny is pregnant and expecting a boy. The plot thickens. Our best advice is, instead of hiring a hot nanny, hire an ugly one.
The news wrap-up.
Amazon.com signed a deal to lease 20 Boeing 767 wide-body freighter aircraft to ensure capacity for fast deliveries. Microsoft is considering issuing some form of refund to Xbox Live gaming users after the service was down for a few days. Immersive launched a video advertising platform for virtual reality apps. Fubo TV, a video streaming service that offers a mix of sports and entertainment programming, has raised $15 million in funding, primarily from 21st Century Fox and Europe's Sky.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Zootopia remains the number one film for the third straight week.
The number one album.
Hymns from Joey and Rory is the best-selling album in the land.
The number one app.
FaceSwap Live continues its run at the top as the best-selling app in the USA.
The number one fiction book.
Fire Touched by Patricia Briggs is the best-selling book in the land.
22-year-old Meghan Trainor was born in Nantucket, Massachusetts, but lives in L.A. now. Her debut album entered the U.S. charts at number one and produced 4 top 20 singles, All About That Bass, Lips Are Movin', Dear Future Husband, and Like I'm Gonna Lose You. The album passed the 1 million sales mark domestically, and she also won the Best New Artist at the Grammy Awards last month. Her second album, Thank You, will be released on May 13th, with the first single available now, and we love it. Here's Meghan Trainor with the song of the week, No.
Thank you in advance, I don't wanna dance. Nope. I don't need your hands all over me. No, no. If I want a man, then I'ma get a man. But it's never my priority. Hey. I was in my zone before you came along. Don't want you to take this personal. Blah, blah, blah. I be like, nah, to the I, to the no, no, no. All my ladies, listen up. If that boy ain't giving up. Lick your lips and swing your hips, girl. Let's go. All you gotta say. My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go. Now to the high, to the no, no, no. My name is no, my sign is no.
from the upcoming album Thank You. That was the 2016 Grammy winner for Best New Artist, Meghan Trainor, with the song of the week, No. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.